弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace, the brothers and sisters.
想先请大家想一个问题。
Let us first think about a question.
你觉得信心跟冒险有什么关系？
What has faith have to do with taking risks?
我想绝大多数的父母都希望孩子乖一点。
Most parents would hope that their kids would be more obedient.
小心谨慎一点，不要随便冒险。
More cautious, not taking unnecessary risks.
但是有些情形，连做父母的都会觉得必须推动孩子去做一些他们本来不敢做的事。
In some situations, even parents would feel they must push their kids to do some things that even their kids didn't originally dare to do.
比如说，就算那小小孩很怕摔跤，父母还是会鼓励他学走路。
For example, even if some babies or toddlers are very scared of falling, their mom and dad would still encourage them to learn to walk.
刚开始学自行车摔跤的机会很大。
When you first learn to bike, you have a high chance of falling.
学游泳也很可能会被水呛到。
When you're learning to swim, you're likely to choke on water.
但就算孩子因为害怕而裹足不前，绝大多数的父母还是会鼓励、推动他们去采取行动。
But even if kids are hesitant to step out of their comfort zones because of fear, most parents would still encourage them and push them to take action.
很多孩子刚要去上幼儿园的时候会因为怕生而大哭。
Many kids cry a lot when they first go to kindergarten because they're scared of strange people and strange places.
我自己要上幼儿园之前，我妈妈还特别带我先去看了一次，那时我还觉得挺好的。
So before I started kindergarten, my mom brought me to see the kindergarten that I would be attending. That time, I still felt pretty good about it.
但是到了要第一天去上学的早上，我突然产生莫名的恐惧。
But on the first day that I was actually supposed to go to kindergarten, an unexplainable fear developed within me.
我就在家里一直跑，一直逃，最后钻到一个桌子底下，怎么都不肯出来。
So I ran around the house trying to escape. I even hid underneath the table, refusing to come out for any reason.
那我是家里老幺，平常最被疼的。
So I'm the youngest in my family, and usually I'm pampered.
那天我去上学了没有？
But did I go to school that day?
还不是活生生的从桌子底下给抓出来送去学校去。
Of course, I was still dragged out alive from underneath the table and sent to school.
我还真的是哭得稀里哗啦，声音都哑了。
I wailed loudly until my voice was gone.
那第二天去上学了没有？
Did I have to go to school the next day?
还不是照样被送去学校。
Of course, I was sent to school the same way as I did the previous day.
无论是学走路、学骑车、学游泳，或者上学校。你说父母推着孩子去做这些是为了什么？
Whether it's learning to walk, or learning to bike, learning to swim, or going to school, why do you think parents make their kids do all this?
是出于他们自己的自私吗？
Is it because parents are selfish?
是有虐待狂特别喜欢看小孩子被吓到哭吗？
Are they sadistic and particularly enjoy kids watching kids cry out of fear?
还是出于爱？
Or is it because of love?
在这些例子当中，信心跟冒险是什么关系？
In all these examples, what is the relationship between faith and taking risks?
在孩子看来，那些事情都是很大的冒险，让他们很害怕。
In the eyes of the kids, all those challenges involve huge risks that are very frightening.
但是父母却有足够的经验，可以有完全把握的确知，他们叫孩子做的是对孩子有益的。
However, parents have enough experience to be absolutely certain that what they tell their kids to do is beneficial to their kids and not a risk at all.
而且一点都不是冒险，孩子所需要的只是信心。
Their kids only need faith.
而多数的孩子们后来都照着做了，那是根据什么样的信心呢？
And most kids eventually listen to their parents and face these challenges, but based on what kind of faith?
多半并不是他们对那些事情的本身产生了信心。
The majority of kids don't start out just developing confidence about overcoming these challenges.
而是出于他们对父母的信任。
Instead, they trust their parents.
是对父母的信心帮助了他们胜过惧怕而采取行动。
Their faith in their parents helped them conquer fear and take action.
神与人之间的关系也是如此。
The same applies to the relationship between God and people.
今年暑期我会带大家从希伯来书十一章来看神所期望的是什么样的信心。
This summer, I'll take us through Hebrews chapter 11 to see the kind of faith that God desires in us.
而这一系列的信息的总主题是因着信经历神。
And the theme of this sermon series is experiencing God by faith.
三个星期前我们先看了十一章的一到三节。
So 3 weeks ago, we looked at chapter 11 verses 1 to 3.
作者先借着这个开场白简单扼要的总结最基本的几个要点。
In this introduction, the author first simply and succinctly presents several basic key points.
之后从第四节开始列举许多圣经人物的真实例证来做进一步的解释。
And then gives further explanation starting from verse 4 by citing many biblical characters' real examples.
上个星期我们看了十一章四到七节所提到的头三个人物。
Last week we looked at the first three characters mentioned in chapter 11, verses 4 to 7.
在亚伯身上我们看到了献祭是信心生活的起点。
From Abel's life, we saw that offering is the starting point of a life of faith.
在以诺身上我们看到了与神同行是信心生活的实质。
From Enoch's life, we see that walking with God is the essence of a life of faith.
在诺亚身上我们看到顺服是信心生活的表现。
From Noah's life, we see that obedience is the manifestation of a life of faith.
那今天我们要继续往下看下一个人物亚伯拉罕。
Today we proceed to look at the next character, Abraham.
谈到信心亚伯拉罕是所有旧约人物当中最具有代表性的一位。
Abraham is the best example of faith among Old Testament characters.
他的故事在圣经当中常常被引用来做信心的榜样。
His story is often cited in the Bible as a role model for faith.
在希伯来书十一章里面，亚伯拉罕所占的篇幅也最长。
And in Hebrews chapter 11, the section on Abraham is also the lengthiest.
我们今天只先看八到十六节。
Today we'll first look at verses 8 to 16.
从这当中看真信心所必须具备的三方面特质。
To see from Abraham's life, three essential characters of true faith.
好，亚伯拉罕在信心上所表现出的第一个特质是没有见到细节之前就信。
The first characteristic that Abraham exhibits by his faith is believing before seeing the details.
第八节说亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候就遵命出去往将来要得为业的地方去出去的时候还不知往哪里去。
Verse 8 says, By faith Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going.
根据创世纪十一章亚伯拉罕的家族原来是住在乌尔。
According to Genesis chapter 11, Abraham's family originally lived in Ur.
Ur 是美索不达米亚平原的南部地区最出名的城市。
Ur is the most famous city in southern Mesopotamia.
近代考古学家在那里挖出了无数的珍宝，反映出乌尔当时有极高的文化。
Modern archaeologists have excavated countless treasures there that reflect the sophisticated culture in Ur at the time.
因为战乱亚伯拉罕的父亲他拉原先计划从乌尔往迦南地搬但走到哈兰就住了下来。
But Abraham's father Terah originally planned to move from Ur to the land of Canaan, but he ended up settling in Haran.
他拉死了以后神呼召亚伯拉罕来跟随他。
After Terah died, God called Abraham to follow him.
虽然神应许亚伯拉罕说他会成为大国会蒙神祝福也会让别人因他而蒙福神并没有给清楚详细的指示说这一切会如何实现。
Although God promised Abraham that he would become a great nation and would be blessed by God and that others would be blessed through him, God did not clearly explain in detail how all of this would happen.
在一开始神只叫亚伯拉罕离开本地本族父家。
At the beginning, God just told Abraham to leave his country, his people, and his father's household.
至于去哪里只说了一句往我所要指示你的地去。
As to his final destination, God only said to go to the land he will show him.
就如同希伯来书十一章八节所说的，亚伯拉罕出去的时候还不知往哪里去。
As written in Hebrews 11:8, Abraham did not know where he was going.
如果你是亚伯拉罕，这样的呼召你会听吗？
If you were Abraham, would you listen to such a call?
会不会觉得太冒险了？
Would you think that this is too much of a risk?
我们教会有些人跟我一起读过一本书叫 Experiencing God.
Some of us at this church read with me the book Experiencing God.
经历神有些中文书名用不再一样。
There is more than one Chinese translation of its title.
在这本书的第一章作者举了一个生活实例。
In the first chapter of this book, the author gave a real life example.
他说有一次他要第一次前往一个小村庄去探访。
He said that the first time he went to visit a small village, a far, a,
Yeah. 那有一位农夫 就事先给他详细而完整的指示。
A farmer first gave him a complete and detailed set of instructions.
告诉他在哪条路开多久, 会看到什么, 在哪里转弯, 再开多久, 然后又在哪里左转或右转。
So he first had to drive along a certain road for a certain length of time, upon seeing certain things, he had to make a turn, and then after he turned again, etc.
根据那完整的指示, 他出发前往, 后来的确到了。
So with these complete set of directions, he set out and indeed he eventually arrived.
第二次他再去那村庄的时候, 诶, 那位农夫坐在他车上一起去。
On his second visit, that farmer sat in the car with him.
他只需要听从指示就可以了。
The author just had to follow the farmer's instructions.
农夫说转就转, 没说转就直走。
Turning when the farmer said to turn, and keep going straight when the farmer didn't say anything.
那去那个村庄的路线很多。
So there are many different paths to that village.
那个农夫熟得很,
and the farmer was really familiar with the area.
那农夫挑的路更好更快, 是他上次开车自己开车没走过的。
So the farmer picked a better and faster route than instead of the one the author took last time.
但他完全可以放心, 因为这位向导是最好的路线。
But the author wasn't worried at all because actually having the farmer as his guide was the best roadmap he could have.
那这位作者就举这个例子要我们思想。
So why did the author bring this example up?
他要我们思想我们对神的信心究竟是什么样的信心。
The author brought this example up to get us to examine our own faith in God.
是跟人说神啊, 除非你把整个计划及详细的过程都要告诉我, 我就不敢冒这个险。
Does our faith say to God, Oh God, unless you tell me the entire plan and the whole detailed process, I won't have the faith to take this risk.
还是我们全然相信神, 愿意以他为我们人生旅途的向导。
Or do we believe God completely and are willing to make him the guide of our life's journey?
即使他每次只给我们一步的指示,
and even if God only gives us directions for the next step each time,
我们还是愿意跟随他, 而且心中还有平安。
Are we still willing to follow him and even have peace in our hearts?
我想认识我的人都知道我天生的个性本来就是十分保守的。
Oh, so if you know me, I naturally have a very conservative personality.
而且我从学生时代开始又受过一系列的训练。
Especially after receiving a series of training during my years as a student.
就养成了一些好的纪律。
I developed good discipline.
会透过多重的防范措施来大幅降低发生错误的可能性风险。
So I would take multiple preventive measures to greatly decrease the risk of things that could possibly go wrong.
所以我去任何地方旅游绝对不会走完一步才看下一步要往哪边走的。
So whenever I travel anywhere, I absolutely would not look at where we should go next only after finishing the previous step.
一定是出发之前就做了相当程度的研究。
I would certainly do a significant amount of research before setting off.
不但如此,还准备了备用的应变方案。
I even prepared backup plans.
万一有什么突发情况发生, 我也知道有哪些选择不需要慌乱。
So if something occurs suddenly, I would know what choices are still available to me and would have no need to panic.
但是像我这样的一个人,信主之后也渐渐地发现, 神要我有的信心,不是那种非得要神给我完整的路线图,我才肯信的那种信。
But for somebody like me, I only gradually discovered after believing in Jesus that the faith God wants me to have is not the kind that only believes unless God gives me the complete roadmap.
而是在他只跟我讲第一步,不跟我讲第二步的情形之下,我还要愿意相信的那种信。
It's the kind that still wants to and is willing to believe God when God only tells me the first step and not the second.
当然我们刚信主的时候,有很多来自神的指示是理智上非常容易接受的。
Of course, when we first believed in Jesus, there are many instructions from God that were rationally very easy to accept.
比如说很多人本来不习惯读圣经,去教会聚会,也是随着心情和兴趣,想去才去,不想去就不去。
For example, some people, when they first believe in Jesus, they aren't used to reading the Bible, and they decide whether they're going to go to church gatherings based on their own feelings or interests.
后来有来自神的感动和提醒说,我们应该调整,我们就一样一样的。
But later when we receive reminders from God, then we gradually change one by one.
那这种指示合情合理。
These instructions from God are rational and reasonable.
又有圣经清楚的教导。
And they correspond with clear teaching from the Bible.
还普遍适用于每一位基督徒。
They're widely applicable to every Christian and are very easy to accept.
但是有的时候神的指示会像他给亚伯拉罕的指示一样。
But sometimes instructions from God can seem like those that are, God gave to Abraham.
只先说第一步，离开本地本族父家。
It only reveals the first step, leave your country, your people, and your father's household.
而下一步呢？
What about the next step?
只说往我所要指示你的地区。
God only says to go to the land he would show you.
意思就是现在不说，时候到了自然会告诉你。
Which means he won't tell you right now, but will tell you when the time comes.
那这方面我印象最深刻的一次体验是1996年。
So my most memorable experience relating to this type of instructions from God is from 1996.
那时候神先向我们显明他的心意，要我们在十月底放下在洛杉矶的服事，准备去做学生工作，为神的国度栽培未来的工人。
At the time God first revealed His will for us to lay down our ministry in Los Angeles at the end of October and prepare to go work with students.
至于究竟去哪里呢？我本来以为神很快就会告诉我。
But where we're supposed to go, I originally thought that God would tell us really, really soon.
那神也的确给了几个大原则。
Indeed, God gave us several guiding principles.
所以我走第一步的时候，信心满满。
So as I took the first step, I was full of faith.
那当时还有人很快就积极地帮我介绍，也有些教会主动地找我。
At the time, there were people that were quickly eager to refer and introduce me, and there were even some churches that actively contacted me.
但那些跟神给我的大原则都不完全符合。
However, these opportunities didn't exactly match the guiding principles God gave us.
我就很有信心的，一点都没有答应去做任何的进行。
So, full of faith, I didn't agree to take any of those opportunities.
就乖乖的只在祷告当中等候神的指引。
I just obediently waited in prayer for God to direct me.
没想到三个月过去，没有任何从神而来的具体引导。
But 3 months passed and I didn't get any concrete direction from God.
我开始闷得沉不住气。
I started to become impatient.
然后经济上也十分紧张。
Also, my family's finances were very tight.
我心中有点发慌，很怕会让我的老婆和两个孩子饿肚子。
So I grew nervous because I was scared that I would make my wife and 2 kids go hungry.
一直到5个月过去。
It was only after 5 months have passed.
我才在完全出乎意料之外的情形之下，发现神要我去的地方是我听都没听过，想都没想过的伊达卡。
I was told, under totally unexpected circumstances, God revealed to me that He wants me to go to Ithaca, a place I've never heard about and never thought about.
我真的那时候看地图，哎呦，怎么交通这么不方便啊？
I then looked at the map and say, wow, the transportation is really inconvenient there.
那同样的，刚来的时候，我和神给我太太的感动啊，只是小地方找牧师很不容易，所以要来就投上至少10年。
When we first arrived in Ithaca, God just moved my wife and me to believe that we should commit at least 10 years here because it's really difficult for a small place to find a pastor.
至于十年之后怎么样呢？神当初什么都没说。
But what about after 10 years? God didn't say anything at that point.
所以只要求我们，他说转弯，我们才转弯；他不说转弯，我们就直走。
He just asks us to turn when he says to turn and to keep going straight when he doesn't say to turn.
时间过得真快。
Time has passed by quickly indeed.
今天我们在伊萨卡的服事满了整整15年。
So up to today, we have completed a full 15 years of ministry in Ithaca.
就是1997年的7月1号开始的。
Oh, in 1996, July 1st, I started my ministry. Oh, 1997, July 1st, I started my ministry here.
年纪从30几岁变成50几岁。
In terms of age, we've moved from our 30s to our 50s.
跟15年前相比，很多方面大不如前。
In a lot of ways, things aren't nearly what they were 15 years ago.
Well, this translation is softer, huh? Not nearly as good. Not as good.
Wait, sure, not as good.
但我和我的好太太都有一个心愿。
But both my wife and I have a desire that our faith would, that we have a desire.
就是我们的信心能够比15年前更单纯、更坚定。
That our faith would be purer and firmer than it was 15 years ago.
当神要我们走下一步的时候，不论是往哪个方向，不论神告不告诉我们具体的细节，希望我们都能够像亚伯拉罕一样，顺从神的引导。
When God wants us to take the next step, regardless towards what direction or whatever he tells us, we hope to follow God's guidance the way Abraham did.
因为真信心的其中一个特质，就是即使神没有显明细节， 你仍然要愿意相信。
Because a characteristic of true faith is willing to believe and follow God's guidance even when God doesn't reveal details.
而且还要肯跟从他的引导。
And to follow his guidance.
亚伯拉罕在信心上所表现出的第二个特质是在看起来不可能的时候还是信。
The second characteristic that Abraham exhibits by his faith is believing even when it seems impossible.
十一节十二节说，因着信，连撒拉自己虽然过了生育的岁数，还能怀孕，因他以为那应许他的是可信的，所以从一个仿佛已死的人就生出子孙，如同天上的星那样众多，海边的沙那样无数。
Verses 11 and 12 says, by faith Abraham, even though he was past age and Sarah and herself was barren, was enabled to become a father because he considered him faithful who had made the promise. And so from this one man, and he as good as dead, came descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as countless as the sand on the seashore.
根据创世纪的记载，在生养子孙的事上，神给亚伯罕的启示是渐进的。
According to the account in Genesis, God's revelation to Abraham regarding his descendants is gradual.
在十二章先说神会让亚伯拉罕成为大国。
In chapter 12, God first says that he will make Abraham into a great nation.
那时亚伯拉罕已经75岁，没有儿子。
Abraham was already 75 years old at the time, and he had no son.
到了15章。
And then we arrived at chapter 15.
神进一步的说，成为大国的方式，不是透过亚伯拉罕家中的仆人，而是他会有亲生的儿子。
God adds that he will make Abraham into a great nation through a biological child of Abraham rather than through his servant and his household.
而且将来的子孙会像天上的星星数都数不尽。
Not only that, Abraham's future descendants would be like the stars in the heavens, countless.
到了十六章。
And then we arrived at chapter 16.
亚伯拉罕的妻子撒拉认定自己年老了是不可能生了。
Abraham's wife Sarah concludes that she's so old that childbearing is impossible.
他就自作聪明，建议亚伯拉罕跟婢女夏甲同房。
So out of her human wisdom, she suggested that Abraham lie with her maidservant Hagar.
哎，结果仪式成功，果然生了个儿子。
So Sarah's suggestion worked, and as a result, Ishmael was born.
谁想到过了十三年，撒拉都将近九十岁的时候。
Who would have thought that 13 years later, when Sarah was almost 90,
在创世纪十七章神明说，神应许的子孙不是夏甲生的，而是要撒拉生的。
As recorded in Genesis chapter 17, God would clearly state that the descendants God promised are not born of Hagar, but are born of Sarah.
当时亚伯拉罕觉得不可能，就俯伏在地喜笑。
At the time, Abraham thought it was impossible, so he fell face down and laughed.
他也跟神建议说，就让祝福透过夏甲生的以实玛利来实现吧。
But he even suggested to God that to just let the blessings be fulfilled through Ishmael.
但神对他自己做的应许非常的坚决。
But God was very sure about his promise.
从实际上看来，亚伯拉罕也就接受了。
And from chapter 17, Abraham appears to have accepted it.
到了创世纪十八章，神借着天使再次说，一年之后，撒拉必生子。
In chapter 18, God through angels said again, Sarah will have a son next year.
那时撒拉的月经早已断绝，所以听见的就心里暗笑说，我既已衰败，我主也老迈，岂能有这喜事呢？
At the time Sarah was past the age of childbearing, so she laughed to herself as she thought, after I'm worn out and my master is old, will I now have this pleasure?
意思是这种事哪有可能，不可能，不可能。
The meaning of this is, how can such a thing be possible?
的确，如果换作是你，神所说的话，你信得来吗？
I mean, if it were you, would you be able to believe the words that God just said?
不晓得你有没有想过。
I don't know whether you thought about this or not.
神要给亚伯拉罕和撒拉一个儿子，干嘛不早给啊？
If God wanted to give Abraham and Sarah a son all along, why didn't he give one earlier?
非要这样拖拖拖拖个二十五年，让亚伯拉罕从七十五岁等到一百岁，也等到撒拉月经早已断绝，年纪上到九十岁。
Why did God have to drag on like this for 25 years until Abraham was 100 instead of 75 and Sarah was 90, long past the age of childbearing?
这很明显是带着特殊目的的信心功课。
Very clearly, this is a lesson of faith with a special purpose.
不只是给亚伯拉罕和撒拉的信心功课。
A lesson not only for Abraham and Sarah,
也是给我们的
but also for us.
在十七章亚伯拉罕九十九岁的时候，神向他显现，第一句话就说：“我是全能的神。”
In chapter 17, God appeared to Abraham when Abraham was 99, and the first thing God said was, "I am God Almighty."
全能的神在希伯来文就是 El Shaddai, 英文翻作 God Almighty.
God Almighty is translated from El Shaddai in Hebrew.
神很显然要借着这件事情让亚伯拉罕和萨拉知道，也让后世的人知道，在神没有任何难成的事。
Very apparently, God wants to use this to let Abraham and Sarah, as well as the people of future generations, to know that with God, nothing is difficult to accomplish.
只要是神说的
，as long as God's word，
就算在人看来是绝对绝对的不可能。
Even if in human, from the human perspective, it's absolutely impossible.
你还是要相信。
You still have to believe.
因为他是全能的神。
Because God, He's God's Almighty.
希伯来书十一章十一节十二节在希腊文里面有几种可能的翻译。
So there are multiple possible translations of the Greek text of Hebrews 11 to 12.
相同的一部分是萨拉原本不能生育。
So the part that's common to all of these possible translations is that Sarah was barren.
但是因着信的部分是指亚伯拉罕还是萨拉？从希腊文的文法来看，两种可能都有。
But whether the part of by faith refers to Abraham or Sarah, the Greek grammar allows for both interpretations.
但近代最好的几位圣经学者都认为，从八到十九节都是在讲亚伯拉罕，十一节也是如此。
However, some of the best modern biblical scholars agree that verses 8 to 19 are all talking about Abraham, so as is verse 11.
所以 NIV 的英文翻译就是选择让这个因着信指的是亚伯拉罕。
So the NIV English translation also made the same choice in interpretation, having the by faith refer to Abraham.
无论如何，这边让我们看到的原则是神对我们要有这样的信心。
Regardless, the principle that we can observe here is that God, the faith that God wants us to have,
只要是他亲口说的话，
is that one that believes every word from God's mouth.
就算在人看来是绝对绝对的不可能，我们仍然要相信。
Even if it seems absolutely and definitely impossible from a human standpoint.
因为他是全能的神。
Because he's God Almighty.
在我信主之后，我也渐渐地体会到，神真的希望我们的信心能够不断增长到那个地步。
After I believed in Jesus, I also gradually realized that God really does hope that our faith would grow to be like that.
上个主日我已经提过，我刚信主的时候根本难以相信我家里的任何一个人有可能会信主。
I already mentioned last week that when I first believed in Jesus, it was difficult for me to believe that anyone in my family would possibly believe in Jesus too.
的确，我才一信主就遭受来自家人的阻力。
Indeed, immediately after my conversion, I encountered resistance from my family members.
尤其是我父亲，他从年轻的时候就对基督教信仰有非常强烈的反感。
Especially my dad, he had a strong opinion against Christianity since he was young.
所以后来无论是我们无论是教会里的同工在向他传福音的时候，每个人都吃足了苦头。
So later when church co-workers and we tried to share the gospel with him, each person had to endure suffering.
但我和我的好太太终于从神而来的感动没有放弃向家人传福音。
But my good wife and I were faithful to what God moved in us, and we did not give up sharing the gospel with our family members.
在我们信主十二年之后，我的父母亲终于信主了，两人一起受洗。
So 12 years after we believed in Jesus, my parents did too, and they were baptized together.
我的哥哥姐姐也都早他们几年先信了。
And my older brother and my older sister also believed in Jesus a few years before them.
我的姐姐现在也是位全职的牧师。
And now my older sister is a full-time pastor.
但我太太那边的家人也很奇妙。
The story with my family members on my wife's side is even more amazing.
向他们传福音整整十五年，像是白费力气一样。
A full 15 years of sharing the gospel with them seemed like a total waste of energy.
几乎看不到任何进展。
We couldn't see any progress made.
我太太为了家人的信主，每周固定禁食祷告多年。
So for many years, my wife regularly fasted every week to pray that her family members would believe in Jesus.
曾经一度信心动摇，想，哎呀，是不是没希望了？
There was at least once when her faith was shaken, and she wondered whether there was any hope.
但神依然感动她坚持下去。
But God still moved her to persevere.
他就凭着信心相信那在人看来是不可能的事。
So by faith she believed that which seemed impossible from a human perspective.
现在整个情形都开始转变了。
And now the whole situation has begun to change.
这在三年前、四年前是根本想象不到的。
Something that was difficult to imagine just 3 or 4 years ago.
前几天我和几个人查圣经，查到马可福音十三章。
Several days ago, several people and I had a Bible study, and we studied Mark chapter 13.
耶稣对门徒说，有一天福音会传给世上的万民。
Jesus said to his disciples that one day the gospel would be preached to all nations.
这句话对于两千年前耶稣的那些门徒来说真的是难以想象。
The fulfillment of such words must have been difficult to imagine for the disciples 2,000 years ago.
他们跟随了耶稣跟随了三年多。
So they followed Jesus for more than 3 years.
但走来走去范围不超过巴勒斯坦那几个地方。
The area within which they traveled was limited to several places in the land of Palestine.
如果耶稣只说福音会传遍犹太全地，那还容易相信。
If Jesus just said that the gospel would be spread throughout all of Judea, then yeah, that would still be easy to achieve.
但要传遍全世界给万民，那怎么可能？
But to spread the gospel through all the earth and to all the nations, how's that possible?
就凭他们几个没受过什么教育的渔夫吗？
Just with several fishermen that weren't highly educated.
但在人是不能，在神却凡事都能。
Yet with man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible.
有一句话不过是十几年前我们都还不能说得太满。
So just over a decade ago, we couldn't make the following claim too broadly.
但最近几年却越来越能说了。
But in the past several years, we are increasingly able to generalize it.
就是世界上已经几乎没有任何一个角落，没有任何一个族群的人是完全没有听过耶稣基督的福音的。
And this claim is that there's almost not a people of any location, of any ethnic group, that has totally never heard the gospel of Jesus Christ.
今天还有一个目标也越来越接近实现了。
And today, another goal is increasingly close to completion.
就是让每一个民族都能够用自己的语言来读圣经。
And that is to allow each ethnic group to read the Bible in their own language.
举例来说，我们教会支持的 Stuart 跟 Peggy Milliken's.
So for example, our church supports Stuart and Peggy Milliken.
20多年前从康奈尔拿了语言学博士之后，就去了中国。
So they went to China after they got their PhD in linguistics at Cornell.
投身于将圣经翻译成壮族文字的伟大计划。
And they committed themselves to the great plan of translating the Bible into the Zhuang people's written language.
我们要知道，虽然壮族是中国最大的少数民族，原先只有口语，没有文字，各城镇的口语又略有不同。
So, although the Zhuang is the largest ethnic minority in China, they only have oral language and have no written language. So the oral dialect also varies in each town and village.
所以 Stuart 跟 Peggy 在中国的头十几二十年都是做十分基础的事。
So Stuart and Peggy spent their first 2 decades in China doing very foundational work.
包括与政府配合建立壮族的书写文字。
So including cooperating with the government to create a written script for the Zhuang people.
然后还先出版壮族的民间故事。
First they published some folk stories of the Zhuang people.
在圣经的翻译上进度非常缓慢。
As for the progress of their Bible translation, it was very slow.
重重的难关得要一个一个的过。
They had to overcome difficult obstacles one by one.
我记得不错的话，他们在广西住了将近二十年的时候，才翻好了第一卷书，是短短的约拿书。
If I remember correctly, they finished their first translation of a book of the Bible, the short book of Jonah, after they had lived in Guangxi province for almost 20 years.
但是这些年来，一切的进展开始快到成果显而易见了。
But in the following years, all the progress started to accelerate until their results were clearly and easily apparent.
大概一个多礼拜前，收到他们最新的代祷信。
So about a week ago, I received a prayer letter from them.
现在新约的每一卷书都已经至少翻好第一个版本了。
According to them, their translation of every book in the New Testament has at least reached a first edition stage.
旧约很多的书卷也都翻好了第一个版本了。
And many books of the Old Testament have also reached a first edition stage.
还有好多卷书都已经完成校对所有六七个步骤，接近完成。
So there are also a number of books that have gone through entire editing procedures consisting of 6 or 7 steps and are close to completion.
想看看，如果25年前、26年前是你处在他们的地位。
Now think about ourselves. If we were in Stuart and Peggy's position 25, 26 years ago, and
面对神的呼召，你会觉得这是一件你有可能办得到的事吗？
And faced with the same calling from God, would you think that such a mission is something you can possibly handle?
你会相信神可以借着你来成就这么大的事吗？
Would you believe that God could use you to accomplish such a task?
神所期望我们有的信心就是需要具备这样的特质。
God hopes that our faith would have this characteristic.
只要是他亲口说的话，
that even if,as long as it's a word from God's mouth,
就算在你看来，哎呀，好像很不可能，你仍然要相信。
Even if something seems definitely and absolutely impossible from a human perspective,
不是因为你啊，而是因为他是全能的神。
It's not because you're almighty, it's because God is almighty.
亚伯拉罕在信心上所表现出的第三个特质是，即使在有生之年没办法亲眼看到应许实现，他还是依然相信。
The third characteristic that Abraham exhibits by his faith is believing even when he didn't get to see the promise fulfilled within his lifetime.
十三节说这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的。
Verse 13 says, all these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised.
却从远处望见且欢喜迎接。
They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance.
的确，神给亚伯拉罕的许多应许，在他的有生之年看不到那些应许的实现。
Indeed, Abraham never saw with his own eyes the fulfillment of many of the promises God gave him.
他没有看到自己成为大国。
He didn't see himself become a great nation.
他没有看到自己的子孙多到像天上的星、海边的沙。
He didn't see his descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and countless as the sands on the seashore.
他的子孙也要经过了好几百年之后，才能够得到神所应许的迦南地。
Even his descendants didn't enter the land of Canaan, which God promised to them until several hundred years later.
但亚伯拉罕在他有生之年却凭信心顺从神的引导，照着这个应许而活。
But while Abraham was alive, he followed God's guidance by faith and lived by the promise.
因为这个信，第九节说他看自己是一个在外地做客，好像在异地居住帐篷的人。
So because of this faith, verse 9 says that he lived in tents like a stranger in the land.
13节说他承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。
And as it says in verse 13, he admitted that he was an alien and a stranger.
我们读创世纪就知道亚伯拉罕真是这样看自己的身份的。
If we read Genesis, we would know that this is the way Abraham truly viewed his own identity.
他也真是就这样过生活的。
And it's also the way he lived his life.
那在此我们可以反省评估一下自己的信心。
And so we can take this opportunity to reflect and to assess our own faith.
我们跟不信主的世人有不同吗？
Do we have any difference with all the people that don't believe in Jesus?
我们会不会把我们的安全感仍然寄望在世上啊，有一个能做永远居所的房屋，有足够的收入和存款？
Are we still hoping to find our security in having a permanent home in this world and having sufficient income and sufficient savings?
还是我们像亚伯拉罕一样的相信神？
Or do we have faith in God like Abraham did?
知道自己在这个世界上只是客旅，是寄居的。
Knowing that we are merely aliens and strangers on earth.
我们永久的家乡是在神永恒的国度里，是一个更美的家乡。
Our eternal home is in God's eternal kingdom, and it is a better home.
如果我们的信心是今世的，
If our faith is only limited to this lifetime,
我们就会十分十分的在乎眼睛看得到的那些成就。
Then we would care very much about the accomplishments that my eyes can see.
我们会很计较能够在我们的有生之年完成什么丰功伟业，为我们自己留名。
We would just care so much about whether we are leaving a name for ourselves.
如果信心不在神的身上，
if faith is not rested on God Himself,
不在那更美的家乡，
not in that better home,
有多少人会甘愿摆上一生去做一个默默无名的人？
How many people would willingly offer their lives to be little known characters?
会愿意只照神的托付去忠心的扮演一个小螺丝？
To be faithful to what God entrusted them by acting as little screws?
愿意只发挥那些不太引人注意的功用？
Performing their valuable function despite not drawing much attention from others.
20多年前我读了一本书叫《山雨》，对我影响很大。
More than 20 years ago, I read a book titled Mountain Rain that impacted me a lot.
那是一位宣教士赋能人 J.O. Fraser 的真实见证。
It was a biography of the missionary J.O. Fraser.
他是英国一流大学毕业的高材生。
So he was a talented graduate of a prestigious British university.
而且钢琴弹到棒到可以在他在伦敦开演奏会。
He was so good at piano that he was giving recitals in London.
但神呼召他把这一切都放下，去到中国云南的山区宣教。
But God called them to lay all these things down and to evangelize in the mountain regions of China's Yunnan province.
他去了之后花了好多年的功夫都毫无成果，没有人要信主。
After going there and putting in several years of effort, he didn't see any results at all. Nobody there wanted to believe in Jesus.
好不容易，哎，有几个人信主了，没多久又失去信心，回去拜偶像了。
It wasn't easy, but eventually some people believed in Jesus, but after a while, these people lost their faith and went back to worshipping idols.
赋能人在那里服侍又孤单又充满挫折。
So, Fraser's ministry there was not only lonely, but also full of setbacks.
他在信心上有很大的挣扎。
So, he had great struggles of faith.
他把这些都诚诚实实地写在他的祷告日记里。
And all of this he frankly recorded in his prayer diary.
但一次又一次在祷告之后他又重新坚定信心继续忠心地服侍神。
But time after time his faith was strengthened anew after prayer.
一直到他病死在那里。
And he continued to serve God faithfully until he died of illness there.
他死后才没有多久他服侍的傈僳族人开始大批大批的信主。
So not long after his death, large numbers of the Lisu people, among whom he was serving, started to believe in Jesus.
虽然赋能人他没有亲眼看到，所有人都知道，那是因着他多年来忠心传福音所结出的果子。
Although J.O. Fraser didn't see this with his own eyes, everybody knew that this was the fruit of his faithful spreading of the gospel for many years.
傈僳族成为中国所有少数民族当中信主比例最高的一族。
The Lisu people became the ethnic minority with the greatest percentage of Christians among all the ethnic minorities in China.
也是最积极向其他少数民族传福音的一组。
As well as the ethnic minority that is the most eager to share the gospel with other ethnic minorities.
同样的，有多少西方的宣教士因为相信有一天神会带领大批的中国人信主，他们就摆上自己的一生去到中国。
Similarly, how many Western missionaries offered their lives to go to China because they believed that one day God would lead the Chinese to believe in Jesus?
几千位的宣教士和他们的家人就葬身在中国。
Thousands of missionaries and their family members were buried in China for this reason.
在他们有生之年，并没有看到中国人大批归主的景象实现。
And during their lifetimes, they did not see the fulfillment of the vision of large numbers of Chinese people coming to Christ.
他们没看见，但是今天我们看见了。
But what they didn't see, we are seeing it today.
许多死去宣教士，他们的子孙也看见了。
And the descendants of many of those missionaries have seen it too.
我们应该感谢神。
We should thank God.
那些宣教士在不得亲眼看见应许实现的时候，依然愿意信。
Thanking Him for those missionaries.Who are still willing to believe when they couldn't see with their own eyes the fulfillment of the promise.
依然愿意忠心地摆上自己的一生。
And despite all that, we're still willing to offer their lives faithfully.
我们也应该到神面前思想，我们所有的信是否具备同样的特质。
And we should also reflect before God, does our faith have the same characteristics?
等一下我们要擘饼纪念主。
Next, we'll have communion in remembrance of our Lord Jesus.
在这之前，让我们借着今天从亚伯拉罕身上所学到的功课来省察自己。
Before this, let us examine ourselves in light of the three characteristics of true faith that we saw in Abraham's life today.
第一，在神并没有告诉我所有细节的情形之下，我是否仍然愿意相信而且顺从他的引导。
First, when God doesn't tell me all the details,Am I still willing to believe and follow his guidance?
第二，在人看来不可能的情形之下，我是否仍然愿意相信而且顺从神的引导？
Second, when it seems impossible from a human perspective, am I still willing to believe and follow God's guidance?
第三，在我自己无法亲眼看见应许实现的情形之下，我是否仍然愿意相信而且跟随神的引导？
Third,When there's no way for me to see with my own eyes the fulfillment of a promise, am I still willing to believe and follow God's guidance?
我们有点时间安静祷告来预备心来擘饼。
And we have a short period of time of just to quiet down and to just reflect and repent before God.
在祷告的时候，我们可以思想，我们愿不愿意向神求这样的信心。
During this time of reflection, we can respond to God whether we want to have the faith like Abraham.
而且立定心志，照这些信心的原则来过这一生。
And to live by these three principles, these three characteristics that Abraham exhibited.
主啊，从亘古到永远，你是神。
From the very beginning, Lord, you are God.
向亚伯拉罕启示的神，也是今天向我们启示的神。
You're the God that revealed Himself to Abraham, and you're the God that is revealing yourself to us now.
昨日、今日、直到永远，你永不改变。
Yesterday, today, forever.You don't change.
主啊，求你加添给我们信心。
God, may you just add faith to us.
我们当中有些人也许还不是基督徒。
There's some among us that aren't Christians yet.
主也求你加添他们信心。
Lord, may you just increase their faith too.
让他们愿意跨出信心的一步来跟随你。
Just to enable them to take a step of faith and to follow you.
我们当中是基督徒的，主也恳求主你加添我们的信心。
Lord, we also pray for the Christians among us that you also increase our faith.
让我们的信心能够不断不断的增长。
That our faith would continue to grow.
越来越具备我们在亚伯拉罕身上看到的那些信心的特质。
To increasingly have the characteristics of faith that Abraham's faith exhibited.
主啊，因为知道那并不只是你的期望。
God, because we know that it's not only your expectation.
不是为了你。
It's not just for you.
而是你知道那是对我们有益的。
It's because you know that having such a faith is beneficial to us.
也许在我们来看，这需要冒险。
God, maybe from our perspectives that all of this looks like a big challenge and we need to take risks.
但是在你来看，你确知我们所需要的只是信心。
But God, from your perspective, you know that all we need is to have faith.
求主引导我们。
So God, may you just guide us.
让我们因着信经历神。
So that we can experience you by faith.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
在每个月的第一个主日，我们会借着薄饼来纪念主。